very significant, unintended consequences.
So, David Kramer, what about that? I mean, there is the real worry if the U.S. gets involved, it gets sucked in, dragged in, and can't get out.
The Turks had indicated a long time ago that they were prepared to send forces in if the United States provided cover and support. So we should create safe zones. We should create no-fly zones. We should enforce those for any planes that would threaten people in those areas, whether they're Syrian planes or Russian planes. We should give the Russians full notice that any violations or attacks on those zones would constitute an attack that we would have to respond to.
But
nobody wants this. There are bad decisions that have to be made here. But that's where we are right now. And I think unless we do that, we will continue to see people get killed. We will continue to see people flee Syria. So there aren't any good solutions. We have to find the least worst options.
But my question is, isn't that an entire new level of risk? U.S. planes get shot down. U.S. Troops get potentially captured. Not to mention a potential conflict with Russia,
we have the Turks that have indicated a willingness to go ahead. We may have other countries, including from the Gulf, although they're not great contributors to this kind of operation. The United States could provide the air support to provide the cover that way. I think there is a way of doing this without putting U.S. forces on the ground, but there aren't any good options here.
Why isn't that?